apply.
The search for clues is on across Coventry and Warwickshire.
Come on, tell him, dog.
Okay, where do you go? Fargo Village, find a bakery.
And only you can help solve them.
Maurice, hello, do you agree?
No.
Oh,
oh dear.
Fight.
I'm not getting involved. I'm staying at neutral.
Because when it comes to clues, they need all the help they can get. Crack the treasure hunt with Trisha Dudu.
It always makes sense when you know the answer.
Saturday morning from 9.
Come on, Wedge. Off you go.
Stereo. Fantastic.
On BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
11 minutes to 8. Just a few weeks ago, Sky Blues fans were jubilant when their team returned to the Ricoh Arena. What's their future at the stadium now, though, after the news that rugby side Wasps are set to move there? Now they bought the council's 50% share in ACL, the company which runs the Ricoh. Let's talk to the chairman of the Sky Blues, Tim Fisher, joins us on the show. Morning, Tim. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. No problem.
You wrote an open letter, and I know Joy Sapala wrote an open letter as well, saying, quite publicly, your letter was saying, look, can you hold on with this decision, with this vote? They didn't do what you asked. How are you feeling this morning? Disappointed?
No, not disappointed. I think that where I've got to, personally and as a club, I think we're in a good position. It looks like, and this was the point of, I guess, the letter yesterday, really to try and drill through the uncertainty. However, on the face of it, it looks like the club has secured its short to medium term tenancy, and if it has, that's got to be good.
Have you gone in the same room as the Wasps as a club and talked about what the future looks like yet?
No, not at all. So we reached out a couple of times, again, just to try and understand the landscape and what it meant for the club. But up to this point, we've had no contact whatsoever.
You find that weird? You know, they're a bit odd that they haven't really, as another sporting club, one sporting club to another, had any kind of conversation. Is that, it seems odd to me. Do you think that's odd or not?
I wouldn't say it's odd. In a competitive world, and business is a competitive world, I suspect they simply wanted to secure the deal. And my suspicion is that they'll pick up the phone in the next couple of days and want to sit down and talk through how we make this work.
Does it suggest to you that they don't see you as an important part of the deal that they've done so far?
Shame. Having understood what is in the prospectus for the Wasps to raise the money in order to do the deal, and I'm sure they've secured that money, the football club is critical to their business model.
Doesn't get you any further forward as a club, though, does it, Tim? I mean, all along, and I don't think you've said anything different from the last time you and I talked, but all along you've said that you wanted, you know, your hands on the revenues, match day revenues. You need to have that as a club to survive. You're nowhere near getting that now, are you? So that obviously doesn't change anything. You're still going to be moving from the Ricoh, aren't you?
Well, let's look at that. So the angle that you've come in from is kind of glass half empty. And the way we are at the club, we're always optimists and we're always very positive. We take a positive out of any potential negative. So if you look where we are today, you know, we came from very turbulent times, including an administration and temporary ground share. Mm. We've secured a short to medium term tenancy, which is great. Our rent is 10% of the unsustainable rent levels the club has charged for many, many years. We are participating in the match day revenues, and I believe we can get the model to work in League One. It falls apart in the Championship, but that's another discussion. Mm. We're financially stable. You know, for the first time in 15 years, this football club is cash flow positive. And we've got a fully integrated football model where the academy is developing local talent. You know, last night at one point, we had 9 Cov kids on the pitch. So they're the real positives.
Yeah.
And overlaying all of this, the football club is backing the community. And Steve Waggett, who has developed a preeminent community program, will be out there building long-lasting ties with the good people of Coventry.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to talk it down. What I'm saying to you is, though, that you have said, and some people have said quite rightly, and others have said that isn't true, but you've said that, and the club have said, that you wanted wholly to have match day revenues. You're not likely to get those, are you? As you by your own admission, the money that WASFs have spent, they're going to want to see revenue coming in regularly in order so that they can service their debt. So surely that isn't being pessimistic. That's just realistically, you're not going to get your hands on match day revenues, are you?
Well, I didn't say we want match day revenues. I said we need match day revenues.
Yeah.
And long-term, Shane, that does not change. Financial fair play changed the landscape of football forever.
Yeah.
In a good way.
I hear what you're saying.
We have to continue with our long-term plans, which is to have our own stadium. That just doesn't change. But in terms of the short to medium term, you know, guess what? We can focus on the football.
Are you happier in a way because am I being pessimistic by suggesting that the relationship between you and the City Council wasn't great and now this gives you a chance to start a working relationship anew with a new entity? Does that help you at all?
Again, I think there is a positive in that. It was well documented that the relationship we had with the previous landlord was less than great. So this gives us a great new chance, you know, blank piece of paper. Let's build a new relationship.
So overall, you sound like you're sat quite close to the square window of positivity, aren't you, this morning then?
Yeah, but I never move away from that anyway, Shane. So for me, it's fine. Yeah, the only concern I've got this morning is taking the dog out for his first whittle, and then I can get on with my day.
What a life. Tim, thank you. Thanks for taking the time out and putting the dog on hold for a second. Tim Fisher, Sky Blues chairman, sat quite close this morning to was that the phrase he used? I can't remember, the square window of positivity. Just down the corridor of confusion. He's saying there, let me just paraphrase what he's saying there, because that's an important part. He's saying, which is what I suspected, and I'm not being pessimistic in all of this, but nothing's changed. They're still going to be looking for a new stadium. So quite how that affects the WASFs model further down the road, I don't know. Interesting times ahead, and whether the WASFs know that. Am I the only person who find it odd that the WASFs haven't reached out to the Sky Blues and said, look, this is what we're planning, what are your thoughts, put the feelers out, even in a kind of casual way? I just find that a bit odd. Am I the only one?
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.